Vanderbilt Fork High School. Welcome to the Bridgeland Band Invitational on October 8th, 2016. My name is Scott Ruiz from Long Beach, California. I get to be your visual effect judge today. Here we go. Okay. That was a good impact. Okay. Definitely want to acknowledge the textural qualities there. And the condense the form, and then floating it over. Good control from the color guard center stage as well, and their choreographic responsibilities on the move there. Yeah, so look at these lines on the outskirts, those diagonal lines. Let's really cover down and make those crisp. Okay, working on form accuracy. Yeah, well done here. Yeah, just some questions in those curvilinear lines for the woodwinds. No, you really gotta be very, very accurate when working in such close proximity, right? Wow, look at the steps right there. Yeah, visual pulse. Nice, and good initiation again from the brass center stage. Yeah, and the call and answer from the weapons to enhance the visual musicality, working very well. Yeah, well done. Right? Yeah, condensing, creating the different texture here. Even the drum line in the stage for a moment. Good intensity coming from the battery. Wow, well done, Snares. Just address how high that leg goes. Some of you are really pushing that range way up there. Yeah, visual pull strong from the woodwinds as they travel in that block toward the center. You're watching the trumpets here now? Yeah, I think there's room to capitalize there on some lower body efforts to really enhance the visual musicality of those moments for the brass. All right, and the trumpets. Yeah, same here for the low brass. Great. Level change here with the sabers. Working on the prop. Development of this, pushing the rifles over the side into the space over here. Again, complementing what's happening with the woodwinds quite well. Yeah, the partnering and the textural qualities there, yeah, really, really creative in nature, and really keeps us visually intrigued to what's happening with the audio as well. So, again, that's very strong moments happening. Yeah, just some opportunities there for the trumpets as they move forward to really control the visual pulse and understand what foot they're on, okay? Great. Evolution of form working well here. Yeah, look at those curvilineers. They're just minor, minor details now in individuals that are not paying attention to the to guiding those forms, okay? So more or less talking the baritones over there on side 120. You know, look at that. You know, you want everything to be pristine and accurate, and when you're the only person that kind of sticks out of that, you know, it's a little obvious, so just be aware. Yeah, what a great mood change here with the props, those like dandelion props that the color guard has. And the nuance there noted with the skirt. Yeah, well done working around the baritone soloist and giving us that visual intrigue there. Well, look at the commitment there, though. Woodwinds to the arm and that gestural, those gestural qualities. Don't just kind of throw them away. Make sure you elongate and really give value to that so we can read what's going on up here a little bit stronger. Yeah, those props are beautiful. For the color guard and the textural quality and the way that they look under the lights work very, very well. Right. Yeah, again, just look at the sensitivity of that flag line coming in the back, though. You know, it gets very, very heavy, very, very quick on side one, and I'm not sure if that's the intention with what we're hearing from the audio, you know, to match the visual there. Yeah, and again, You know, I think that there are a couple performers maybe missing over there, way out on a side 2, 10-yard line. You know, because as the form evolved, there seemed to be some interval control issues. You know, a beautiful moment here for you with the band proper as they rotate into these two curvilinear lines. Yeah, again, just an opportunity there for you to really capitalize on the vision musicality and the utilization of the lower body. And even if it's just a horn angle or something that gives us a little bit more intense feel, I think, you know, just putting those little details and nuances in will really help elevate the program as a whole.
The sky is the limit, but only for those
good.
Who are afraid to fly.
Okay, sequential with the rifles. Kind of funny how that sequential developed away from what was happening with the winds, and where it took my eye way over to side one when there was more happening over here on side two with what was happening with the winds. So just something to consider. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some really great elevated moments of visual musicality for the winds there, with the utilization of those four starches and the leg shapes. Yeah, pretty consistent from member to member. From quick to slow in those pods, right? Giving us a little bit of a different texture quality and the controlling of time there. A great impact from the rifles as well in the aerial moment and the articulation there on the end of that. Punctuate. Good soloist. Right, now watching the battery. Some good energy from them, right? Really driving the visual pulse. Well done. Good accuracy and control of the integrated moments from the color guard as they travel through the band. Well done. Good. Yeah, very, very smooth in those moments. I see that they know when to pass through, what time the flag goes up, what time the flag goes down. Those checkpoints. Yeah, very, very, very nice to see. Good. Okay. Really elevating the impact here with the use of velocity in the drill and the expansion of the form. And then giving the heightened focus to those blue flags as you took the knee down at the end. Yeah, very good. Lots of great things happening for you, American folk. It's a well-constructed program, well thought out. Performers are very well invested in what you're asking them to do, which is great to see already. So, you know, look at those minute things, you know, and performers, that's really your job to think about that, Wins, is those minute details of covering down, making sure you're in the form, adjusting so that we don't catch those things, you know. You don't want those to be vulnerabilities for you in the future as you head into the latter part of your season, okay? But again, really enjoy the program. Hopefully my commentary will be benefit to you as you continue your season, okay? Thanks.